Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Filley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Bearden covering. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Filley moves to second. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bearden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haynes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a fly ball towards center. Philly catches it and throws to home to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lupien bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling is walked intentionally. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-0 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 0 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hegan to second, and Lupien is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-2 in the game. Weigel hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gramek now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Haynes reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Howie Judson now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Wally Judnick. Frank Papish now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Larry Doby. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.